Good morning. It's Monday, the 1st of April, and you're listening to Tony and Emma.
I have the most incredible story that I had to double, triple check that wasn't an April Fool's.
Oh, go on then.
Because I know that it's April Fool's Day today, and I thought, no, I've been had, but it's not an April Fool, this story. So there's this lady that discovered on the side of the road what she thought was an injured baby hedgehog. So she thought, I know what I'll do. I'll take it home. I'll put it in a cardboard box. I'll nurse it. And then in the morning, I'll take it to the hedgehog sanctuary.
Okay, that's kind.
Which is a very nice thing to do. I'll be honest with you. I'm not entirely sure. I wouldn't know what a baby hedgehog looked like if I, you know.
Spiky.
But she pulled the car over. She took this thing home and she nursed it all night. She stayed up with it all night, stroking it, nursing it, all that. And in the morning, she took it to the hedgehog sanctuary, whereby the lady at the hedgehog sanctuary took it in and then said, I don't know how to tell you this, but this is a bobble hat.
What? a bobble hat.
So someone had lost their hat on the side of the road.
Right.
This good lady, they thought, oh, it's a baby hedgehog. It was like a bobble hat.
So
she nursed it all night and was stroking it and thought there was a hedgehog in a ball. It's the funniest story ever.
And that's not even an April Fool.
Not even an April Fool. It's not. We're not going to get you. So if someone gets us, that's different. But we're not out to get anyone today on April Fools. And that is not an April Fool, but it is a very sweet story. And there should be more people like that lady in the world. So lots of love. The bobble hat thanks you. This is Tony and Emma. Tony and Emma at breakfast. It's Monday today already.
I can't believe it. And, you know, we were talking about holidays and things coming up. My parents have just got back from a holiday and they have been causing absolute chaos. I thought, you know, as I came into like my mid-30s, I was probably going to reach that kind of party sort of thing. No, they are mid sort of to late 50s and they decided to go down some water slides. And
your mum went on a water slide.
Yeah, right.
So amazing.
This is the thing. My dad went down first because he said, you won't like it very much because it's one of those tunnel slides. It's one of the black ones.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't like that either.
So we went, I'll go down first and then, you know, I'll sort of not catch you at the bottom, but you know what I mean. I'll be there when you get down. She goes down this slide, has like a panic attack halfway down because she's so frightened because it's all dark, sits up in the slide. You're supposed to stay laid down. She sits up. She knocks herself out. She falls out the bottom of the slide. Lifeguard has to jump in and rescue her.
Wow.
From the pool.
Mrs. Saint, what an adventure you've been on.
No, got back. She's got this bruise over her eye. And I said, how did you get that bruise? And she said, I got knocked unconscious on a slide and then had to be rescued by the lifeguard.
And what was your dad doing? Rolling about laughing?
Well, no, he had to jump in after the lifeguard.
Of course.
The lifeguard jumped in with all his clothes on. Dad wasn't there quick enough to be the saviour.
Right. I bet he's never going to hear the end of this, is he? I bet he's never going to... But you didn't jump in. The lifeguard got to me before you did. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Right, okay, well, that's...
Not only that, though. Not only did she get knocked out on a slide, they've also been, like, partying really hard. So they sent me a little video of a party. The video is basically them jumping up and down with balloons, and it's a rave. I was watching the video whilst I was in my bed in my thermal pyjamas with my cup of tea.
And your mum and dad are out raving in Mexico with the best of them. You see, this is what you should aspire to. We love you, Mr. and Mrs. Saint. This is Tony and Emma. Tony and Emma at breakfast. It's Monday today and it's the 1st of April. Do they still do that thing where you go pinch punch first of the month?
I don't know. Can I do it?
Yeah, pinch punch first of the month. Right.
Okay, we're done. It's fine. How many eggs did you eat over the weekend, by the way?
This year, I've got 3 and I've not eaten one yet.
Oh, my goodness. That's really good for you.
Yeah, thanks very much. Because there's a very sensible reason. It's nothing to do with eating healthy. I didn't have my son over this week. He's coming next. So my Easter with him is next weekend.
Okay.
So
you're saving it.
I'm saving it for when he's here and we're going to smash the eggs together.
Oh, okay. Yep. Did you know the biggest decorated egg is actually 54 foot, 10.3 inches high and 35 feet wide.
I could probably get through that in an episode of Death in Paradise.
Oh, not that again. Oh, my gosh. That's massive, though, isn't it?
It's huge.
54
feet. It's bigger than my house.
Is like, I'm 5'2".
Yeah, that's 10 times the size of you.
10 times of me. That's massive.
Yeah.
Thank God you didn't have that.
That's a very big egg. And is it a hollow egg, though? Because if that was a massive, that egg solid, that would be a lot of chocolate.
I don't know. All I know is it was made in Brazil last year.
Right, okay. There's the egg I aspire to have next year. I'll ring Costco immediately now and see if they can get that in stock, because their eggs are the biggest, by the way. This is Tony and Emma. Tony and Emma at breakfast. Great to be here. 1st of April today, April Fool's Day, but we're not going to get you, are we? We're not going to get anyone.
Well, I don't know. I don't think you should drink that drink I've made you.
Okay, that's given that one away. Right, people have been emailing and WhatsApping the show, which is wonderful over the Easter bank holiday weekend. What do you know?
So we've got to say hi to Isla and Jojo, because they're going to have a sleepover at Jean and Grandpa Jim's house tonight. So hi girlies, hope you're having a good one. Hello to Ben and Karen, who are just getting the dust sheets ready to start decorating. Apparently this is the weekend, isn't it?
Where people everyone look about does their that. House and go, oh, I think I should do something. I look around my house and go, I wouldn't know where to start, so I just sit back down again. But I understand. I do get it, that people go, well, summer's coming, we should probably make some changes. We can improve this, we can improve that. Yeah, well, not for me.
Good luck.
I get my friend James round and he does the decorating. I buy him a curry.
Oh, that's a really good swap.
Yeah.
Oh, we've had another one. We've got to say hi. It says, hi, Emma and Tony. Please, can you say a massive thank you to Jo Boland? She works at my daughter's school and she makes such a difference with the pastoral work she does. She's a real star and we're missing her already. How nice is that?
That's a lovely message. Lovely. Thank you for all of those. Very easy to get in touch with us, by the way. You can WhatsApp the show. 07706 300 565 is the WhatsApp number, or you can email this email address.
studio@tonyandemma.co.uk.
This is Tony and Emma. Just gone 8 o'clock. It's April Fool's Day today. It's the 1st of April, and it all happened in the same weekend. Now, this might have happened before. I just got no memory of it, right? So we've had Easter, we've had the clocks changing, and April Fool's Day in the same weekend.
Which is a little bit confusing as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because the clock thing throws me.
Well, that'd be perfect to coincide with April Fool's Day, because there's always some wally that's either an hour early or an hour late every time they move the clocks. My gut feeling is we should stop moving the clocks now. We're in summertime. Stay in summertime forever.
Yeah, that would be so nice. So there's a few things that I just feel that you should be aware of today, okay? I wanted to fool you a little bit.
Oh, you've tried to fool me?
Well, I think it's a good thing to, you know, do April Fools.
Okay.
It is a thing.
What, have you found me another wife?
No, that's not going to happen, sorry. I found you a good solicitor, though.
Excellent.
Dealing with one of the other ones. No, but I do think you should watch out for maybe your car.
Oh.
It just might not drive anywhere for a while.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. Have you fiddled with anything to do with the wheels, the tyres or anything like that? The brakes. Don't you touch the brakes.
Well, my dad told me when I was younger, if you put potatoes up someone's exhaust pipe.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's really good because it shoots them all out.
Yeah, that's right. Bananas, potatoes, that's not a thing to do. You know, you can take out someone's whole engine doing that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, expensive the engine is in my car because it's a hybrid. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. You probably want to go and get that potato out of there right now. This is Tony and Emma.
Good morning. It's Tony and Emma at breakfast, and it is April Fool's Day.
That's right. We asked you to let us know if you've been had or you've got someone already this morning with an April Fool's prank, and people have been in touch already, which is always amazing. You can WhatsApp the show anytime you like, 07706 300 565, the number, or email studio@tonyandemma.co.uk. Right, I've got a few that's popping up here. Rob says, I've been had already today. My wife moved the car down the road and woke me up to tell me that our car had been stolen.
No, oh, that's dear. Bad.
I ran outside this morning in my boxers.
I love that.
Only to be greeted by our postman, who found the whole thing absolutely hilarious.
That is funny. That's a good wifey.
Yeah, I like that a lot. My boyfriend thought it was funny to take all of the cutlery and mugs out of the drawers and cupboards, so I couldn't find anything this morning. Happy April Fool's not.
No, that's not good, is it? I'd be very, very cross. He is definitely in that doghouse.
He's in the bad books. And we've got one more. I think Emma's got it.
Hi, Tony and Emma. Me and Mummy have put a whoopee cushion on Daddy's chair for when he comes home. Oh, love from six-year-old Matilda and Mummy.
This is Tony and Emma. Good morning. It's April Fool's Day. It is Monday today, and you're listening to Tony and Emma at breakfast.
So the Easter holidays have begun, and I don't know about you, Dibs, but there's always a bit of pressure, isn't there, if you've got kids, to kind of make sure that they're having a great time. Because if they're at school the rest of the time, you're sort of thinking, I've got to live up to being that great parent. What can we do now?
Right. Yeah. What should we do next? Where are we going?
I've got the top five things that you could do with your kids for free.
Oh, let's hear them. Number five.
All right, number five. Get some old board games out. So Uno, Snakes and Ladders. I don't know about you, but my gran and granddad taught Evie and Milo recently how to play Newmarket, which is the card game.
I don't know how to play that.
Oh, okay. So you have to... We use 2p's and 1p's. But right. Basically, you have to put money in.
I'll play it with Dexter with 20s and 50s. Here we go, son. This is your inheritance you're playing for now.
Yep. So essentially, I mean, they taught them to gamble, but don't worry about that.
Yep.
Gamble responsibly, everyone.
Number four?
Number four. Treasure hunt around the garden or the house.
Yeah, so with my dog, things. That'd last 2 minutes. Be like, can I eat that? Excellent. Found all the treasure and ate it. Okay, number three.
Okay, number three. Bake a cake, spread some kindness and give it to your neighbours. Why not?
Yeah. Hello, do you want some food poisoning? Happy Easter. All right, number two.
Number two, glamping in the living room.
Oh, yes. Okay. No, I did that during the pandemic a lot.
That's really good fun, isn't it? And they love that.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost anything and they love it. Bring the mattresses down the stairs as well. And number one, build a den. So it could be indoors or outdoors, but you get all the bed sheets, peg them up somewhere and make like a den.
I haven't got time for the effort that's involved in building a den. I'll be just like, see, you got that massive bed I got you with some underspace storage. Get in there. There's your den. Ta-da. I'm off to watch Death in Paradise. This is Tony and Emma.
Good morning. It's nearly 9 o'clock. You're listening to Tony and Emma and it is April Fool's Day.
Yes, and this isn't an April Fool either. Emma, do you know what I spent over an hour watching on TV the other night?
Death in Paradise, of course.
No, Death in Paradise, that I do watch that every day. But no. I sat and watched for over an hour a program, you might well have done this too, a program on Channel 5 all about air fryers.
Oh, I really want one of these.
Right, and I don't have one. Well, I don't know, I don't have one. I mean, I don't really cook, right, to be fair. And so I put on Facebook, I can't believe it, I spent the last hour and a half watching this thing on air fryers. Apparently, they've done 5 TV shows all about air fryers, and they rate massively. They beat other primetime shows when they put them on, so they keep making them.
So what's it actually about then? Does it tell you how to use them?
Yeah, so what you can cook in it, and there's the people who are like us who haven't got one who go and get them. They film them going to get one, and then they film them trying it out.
Well,
and
we should get on there.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, I should get an air fryer.
No, you wouldn't use it. It'd be wasted on you, but I should get an air
fryer. Yeah, you should. I mean, I've been through all the crazy phases, a toasting machine, and a pancake maker, and one of them Nutribullet things, and You name one of these, the George Foreman, I've got all of those. You name the
Yours
device that comes out.
Yours are just collecting dust, though.
Yeah, and I just get them and I put them in the cupboard next to the cooker and then then I leave them in there. But apparently, the air fryer is the game changer for people like me, lazy cooks.
Yeah, well, I know. I think they're supposed to be really good. And you can get those Ninja ones as well, can't you? I always think the name, I'm sold on the name.
Me too. I mean, I've got the Ninja blender, Ninja Bullet thing. I've only blended one thing in it, didn't like it. But I like the noise it makes. So I might have to go and get myself an air fryer.
Should we get one?
Yeah.
Let's get one.
Right, apparently you have to have a dual... What I learned from watching this TV show was you need one that's a dual thing. It's two drawers. So like you can cook chicken in one and chips in the other.
Off it goes.
Does your whole dinner.
Sign me up.
Right, so we're now off to get air fryers. Have yourself a lovely Monday.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Tuesday morning, just gone 7. It's Tony and Emma at breakfast.
And the Easter holidays have begun. I don't know how you're coping, but... Yesterday, I was doing something or other upstairs, and when I came back down, this was the racket that greeted me.
Boom, chicka, boom, 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 boom. It's Easter time, fill your tummy with chocolate Easter egg.
That's on day one of your Easter holidays? Jeez.
It's worrying, isn't it?
Yeah, can't take any more of that. Well, I'm all right because this week is all peace and quiet. I'm on my own, see, till Friday. Mine arrives on Friday, then I've got him for the second week of the Easter holiday. So I've got that to look forward to next weekend.
And doesn't yours actually play real drums? I mean, mine had the saucepans out and we're in the kitchen just hitting everything.
Oh, yeah, no, mine's got a drum kit, but it's an electric drum kit, so it's great. But it still actually makes more of a noise than you think because he's still hitting it.
Oh, okay.
But he's got his headphones on. He can hear the music and everything. And I'm like, oh, no, how long is this going to go for? I'm doing an hour's practice. You're not.
How did the teachers ever survive at school?
Well, I'd like to talk to whoever I came up with the idea of teaching us all to play a recorder when we were at school. I mean, what was the point of that?
Oh,
I'm
going to
give
buns.
35 kids a recorder. Why? 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 Emma's lost it already. It's only the start of Tuesday of the Easter holidays. This is Tony and Emma. Good morning, it's Tony and Emma. It's breakfast for Tuesday today.
Did you know men are more likely to do something in a workplace than women? What do you think it is?
Take a newspaper to the toilet.
No, but that is quite a good guess.
Thank you very much. Tell someone they're going off on work, business, and going to the pub.
Yes, lots of men would do that, but that's not the answer either.
That's not it either.
No, what do you think? One more guess.
Stick something like, a trip away with somebody they probably shouldn't have been going away with on the company credit card.
That is scandalous.
Yeah.
I love the way a man's brain works.
Okay.
Okay, no. It's none of those. The answer was lie on their CV.
Oh, for sure. No. For sure. If you read my CV, I went to Oxford.
Wow.
I mean, I did go to Oxford. I did a radio show there for 5 years. But
I thought you just went on a day visit.
No, I didn't go to the university, apart from when I went visiting to the university. But I think more people lie on their CVs now than ever before, because it's really impersonal now when you apply for a job. You have to use these weird recruiting websites.
Yeah, yeah,
and you
I don't
just
like
type
that.
Any old stuff in that you think is going to get you an interview. Not that I know. I haven't had a job since 2007. So I don't even know why I'm giving anyone career advice. I can't get a job myself. But that's what I assume people do. I was talking about this with my mate the other day.
So what would you put on yours then that you did that was a bit extravagant or something that you'd lie about? What would you say?
Oh, just, it says title.
Yeah.
I like to put doctor.
Dr. Dibbin.
Yeah. I'm not. I just live in hope that one of the universities might take pity on me at some point and go, how many years has he been surviving in radio? We should give an honorary doctorate. But they haven't done that yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a couple of mates that have got the title doctor, but they're not actual medical doctors. But the thing they suffer from is when they write doctor, people go, oh, actually, would you mind having a look at my knee? No, I'm a doctor of linguistics. I don't think I can help you with your knee. This is Tony and Emma. Morning to you. This is Tony and Emma at breakfast. It's brilliant to be here. It's Tuesday today, if I'm not mistaken, the 2nd day of April.
We've had a really funny email in this morning. I've got to tell you about this. It says, hi, Tony and Emma. I don't suppose either of you want to look after our school's guinea pigs. I'm the deputy head of the school and I'm regretting taking them home for the holidays. They're very sweet, but they're more hard work than I thought. Can you help?
I can definitely wholeheartedly not help, because I have a beagle that I live with, and your guinea pigs unfortunately won't be coming back to school if I was in charge of looking after guinea pigs.
I don't think that's I feel sorry for you. It doesn't say what school they're from, but we have had a few pets before and ours never seem to last that long. You know, like our fish and things like that, we only ever have them for about a week.
That's because you don't feed them.
I think we are not up to the job. I'm so sorry, but I just don't think guinea pigs are for us.
Even if we looked after them between us,
I still don't think.
I still think you'd have the demise of the guinea pigs.
And we'd have to buy new ones to replace the old ones.
That look just like the old ones.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, no.
That's not for... Look, good luck with looking after those guinea pigs, but it's not for us, I'm afraid. This is Tony and Emma.
Good morning. It's Tuesday. It is past April Fool's Day, but we are in the Easter holidays. How are you feeling now? Are you a bit stressed or are you okay?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Mine doesn't really get underway till Friday, but I am slightly concerned that there's a lot of post-it notes about the place. So what's with the post-it notes?
Right, I probably should explain myself. So I've started writing little notes for myself, and it seems I've done this for a really long time as well. So I might write a little note about, I don't know, just in general.
Well, I've known you for a very long time, and you used to confine this to writing in a book that was in front of you, but now you've started writing notes and posting them about the place.
Yeah, well, I still have the book.
Right.
But yes, you'll notice there is a lot of post-it notes. So on my dashboard on my car as well, I was putting quite a few on there, and then it was getting
post-it notes.
Yeah, because it was getting a bit colourful in there, so I thought I'd just do the desk instead.
Imagine when she gets pulled over. How fast were you going? Well, officer, I don't actually know, because I've got all these post-it notes right across all the dials.
It was really helpful.
Right, what was on these post-it notes that was helpful for while you were driving?
Well, some of them were just positive affirmations. You know, don't forget, Emma, you're great. Something like that, so that when I have a down day.
What about don't drive into the car in front? Remember to look out the front window, not the side one. That would be pretty important for you.
Some of them are quite useful, you know, get bread, get milk, that kind of thing. So that when my brain sees them, I'm like, oh yeah, well done me, get bread.
Move out of second gear.
Yes. You're so cruel.
I've been stuck behind you. Worse still, I've been in the car with you. This is Tony and Emma.
Good morning, it's Tony and Emma. Tuesday, the 2nd of April.
That's right, it's almost Christmas. I got something for you.
Go on then.
This will blow your mind. It blew my mind when I first read this, but at least it's put something to bed for me, which is great. Let me tell you the story. The door panel, which saved Rose from drowning in the Titanic, has sold this week for a whopping £570,000.
That is a lot for that measly bit of door.
Right, well, The iconic props saw Kate Winslet's character, right? Remember, stay afloat whilst her love interest, poor old Jack, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, he was hanging on for dear life, freezing.
Yes, and dear life ran out because he died. The piece of wood from the 1997 film had a pre-sale estimate. They guess how much they thought it was going to go for?
Well, I don't know. I dread to think.
$65,000 they thought it would go for. Now, I think that's a lot of money for,
so do I,
for a door from
piece
Titanic.
Piece of wooden door.
Yeah, yeah. It went for £570,000.
Oh.
Yeah. It sparked a bidding war, sold for 8 times the amount at Heritage Auctions in Dallas, Texas.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
It can now help us answer an age-old question.
Which is?
Could they both have fitted on the door?
Oh, I bet they could.
So the new owner, I don't know who you are, but this is the first job you must do after spending nearly $600,000 on this door, is take it to a pool, throw it in, and get 2 medium-sized people and see whether they could both float on it, because I'd lay money on it they can.
And if you don't want to do that, you know, I'm happy to try.
We will do it. I will put I will dress up as Leonardo DiCaprio. You should dress up as Kate Winslet. And we volunteer to fly all the way to Texas or wherever the door is and lay on the door and see whether I reckon it will hold us both.
I think it will as well.
That would be a game changer for the whole movie. They have to rewrite the whole thing thanks to Tony and Emma if we go and lay on that door.
Okay.
Let's get it done. This is Jack and Rose. It's Tuesday morning. It's Tony and Emma at breakfast. It's brilliant to be on your radio.
Oh, my tummy muscles are hurting today.
I did wonder what you were doing then when I heard that strange sound.
I'm stretching. I just keep trying to stretch out. So me and Evie have started doing this, you know, Just Dance on the Wii.
Yeah.
Right, well, we haven't got a Wii. So I said, if we put YouTube on the TV, then you can watch the dance things of someone else that has recorded their TV screen. So we just dance along as
Hold
if
on.
It's us.
Are you watching other people play the game on YouTube and dancing along with them?
Yes, like that. But we're dancing along to it. So
I am amazed that Lidl or Aldi have not hired you. Because that is not exactly what they would do. They would go, oh, I tell you what we do. We'll just screen someone else's play. Amazing.
Yeah, it was really good because we've never had a Wii. So we just pretend that we've got a Wii. And if there's a really good dancer that obviously has recorded it,
yep.
It keeps saying excellent, excellent, excellent. And well, we don't know if we're excellent or not because it's them that's got the actual Wii controller, obviously.
Brilliant.
But we come away thinking, yeah, we did a really good workout.
We did a really good job.
Yeah, and I feel like I definitely did a really good workout.
I mean, I can't knock the creative way of which you're playing that game without actually having to go and fork out for a Wii. That's inspirational. I think you should do a book of Emma's ideas to do things exactly like that. I think that people would buy it.
Oh, I'm going to get my pen now.
I think you should start. This is Tony and Emma.
Good morning. It's Tony and Emma. Tuesday, the 2nd of April already.
I have the funniest thing I found on social media across the last couple of days to share with you today.
Go on then.
I feel like it's show and tell at school and I'm about to ace it. You know, there's always one kid that comes in and goes, yeah, I went to the space place in Florida, launched off, saw the moon, brought some moon rock back. And all the other kids are like, oh. Yeah,
so go on then, you're going to be that kid.
I am, all I right. am, right. So there's this poor fella called Roger died.
Oh, well, that's
okay,
really
we don't
sad.
Know Roger, we don't need to know Roger, but he died at the end of last year, okay? And someone, I presume his wife, has got a lot of these little remembrance plaques on a bench in the local park for where
kind.
In the town of which they lived, right?
Mm.
Which sounds all very lovely until you read what she's put on the plaque.
What does the plaque say?
Plaque says, and I'll do it exactly what it says, right? So you can laugh along. It says this, for my love. And then it's got the dates, which is not important to the story, but okay, there's the dates, right? Husband, father, adulterer.
No.
And then underneath in italics, it says, yes, Roger, I knew.
Oh, my God. What, that whole time she knew?
Yeah, clearly.
And then she's put it on a remembrance plaque.
Exactly right.
You stuck this photo on our Facebook so everyone can see it.
And then somebody's gone along and found the bench and taken a picture and it's gone viral, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you want to go and see it, not that it's anywhere where I suppose any of us live, let me have a little look here. I can tell you where it is. The bench is located on Royal York Crescent in Clifton. I don't even know where that is, but if you happen to know where Clifton is, you can go along and see the bench of Roger.
It's Bristol.
Yeah, that's where it is?
I think so.
Right, okay, so that's it. So, yeah, for my love, husband, father, adulterer. Yes, Roger, I knew. Ooh. She'll want to hope that ghosts aren't real, because if anyone's due a haunting, it'll be this one. This is Tony and Emma. Good morning, this is Tony and Emma. Thank you for tuning into our little show.
I'm bankrupt already.
Oh, here honestly. We go. I've got to hear the rest of this. What's happened?
Having the kids home.
Yep.
It's just all they do is eat. It's costing me a fortune.
And we're only for you on Tuesday, which is a few days in. My Easter break with my son doesn't start until Friday, so I haven't started spending yet. But I'm fully ready to go because he'll be like, ooh. And he's got expensive tastes. I mean, I don't know where he's got that from. But he says things like, oh, you know what I fancy, Dad? And I go, what? He goes, a steak.
Oh, I love a steak.
Me too.
Don't you?
I said, Not today. We're going to Ronald's place. Anyway.
I've come up with a bit of a plan, okay? Because they keep asking for more and more food, like, all the time, I decided that I was going to say, if you're hungry, it has to be a healthy snack. Okay, now I know this is not up your street, so I've prepared
I wouldn't know how to make a healthy snack.
But, well, that's lucky because I've prepared something for you. I want you to try some healthy snacks because I know you don't like healthy food. And I've said to the kids that if you're hungry now and you've already had lunch and you've already had breakfast and you've already had tea and everything else, it's got to be a healthy snack. So try one of these. It's a celery stick.
No, that's not happening.
That bit there is peanut butter.
No, that's definitely not happening.
And if you... Right, hang on. I've got a different alternative for you because I knew you were going to say that.
Dog food?
No, this one. This celery stick has got cream cheese and tomatoes. So this one you might like more. Try that.
Right.
Go on, try it. Don't sniff it. You've got to actually eat some.
I don't like it.
Right, okay, right. I've got something else for you. Popcorn.
Yeah.
But this one is mixed with seeds and dry fruit.
Why? Wait, what?
Because it's got to be a healthy snack.
What idiot has come up with taking a gorgeous snack like popcorn? It's got to be the salty one, and then mixing it with bird food.
No, it's got to be right. Okay, you're going to like this. This is the last one, and I do want you to try this.
To be fair, the bit of popcorn isn't as bad. I didn't get any of the bird seed rubbish. I left that at the bottom.
Fruit kebab stick. Here you go. Try a bit of that. Look. There's pineapple, strawberry.
Okay.
You like some of these things. This is good for you.
This isn't that bad.
That's good for you. Eat that.
I don't like the fruit, but that's the best of a bad bunch of healthy snacks.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Actually, I really quite like this one.
There you go. See?
Yeah. One's
healthy
a winner.
Snacks.
I'm going to eat the rest of this. This is Tony and Emma. Tony and Emma at breakfast. Wednesday morning, Tony and Emma at breakfast. Hello.
Hello and good morning to you, Tony Dibbin. Do you know what? I'm living up to my name. Saint.
Ah, what, are you going to be anointed?
No, I'm paying it forwards.
Right.
Because yesterday, man came up to me in the car park and gave me his ticket for the parking. So he still had an hour left on his. So he said, oh, are you just coming in?
Oh.
Do you want to use the rest of my ticket? And I thought, yes, please. That's really kind. And I had given up a little while ago on people being kind to others.
So I used to do that when I'd be at the hospital or something.
Yeah.
Like, now you can't even put your reg number in. Stop that.
No, not in all car parks. He gave me his ticket.
He gave you his ticket.
Yeah, and I thought, that was a really kind man, right?
And what did you do when you say you'd pay it forward? So what did you do?
Okay,
give someone the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, no. No, I didn't. That was,
Hey, mate, there's 5 minutes left on this ticket.
No, when I took my shopping trolley back, there was another lady that was scrambling around in her bag and she'd forgotten her pound.
Oh,
now, I didn't have a pound in my shopping trolley. I had one of those key ring things, but I've got loads of those. So I said, oh, it's okay, you can have my trolley and just keep the key ring afterwards. And she was like, oh, that's so kind. So I paid it forwards back. And then that wasn't the only thing that happened to me. My watch battery broke, okay?
Right, yep.
And I went back to go and get it fixed and the man said, well, it's going to be however much it was. And he said, or if you pay a bit more, you can get like a lifetime guarantee thing.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I've got one of those at home somewhere.
Take notes, people. He's about to give her a free battery.
Yeah. Yes, he did. How kind was that?
Amazing. Actually, I've got a watch that needs a new battery. I'll be trying that trick next week. I'll report back on how I go. Mate, I've actually got a lifetime guarantee. Thanks very much. Cheers for my battery.
You ruined it.
Is Tony and Emma. Good morning, Wednesday today with Tony and Emma at breakfast. Now, Emma has not got off to a great start this week. In the middle of the week, it's not getting any better.
I don't know how I did it, but I successfully managed to lock everything inside my car. And when I say everything, I mean my phone, my car keys, my house keys, everything.
How did you lock your car keys inside your car?
So it's got one of those little buttons that you press. So I opened the passenger side, put my bag with all of my belongings in it. Then I walked, shut the door, walked around the other side of the car, got in. Well, I went to get in. I couldn't get in. And fortunately, I was just staring through the window thinking, everything I own is inside this car. And the car had automatically, like, locked itself.
Wow.
Now, it doesn't normally do that.
No.
But I could not get back into my car. So I had to wake up the neighbours. It was only 7:20 in the morning. So
only 7:20. They're retired. Come on, get up. Well, I've been at work for 4 years.
Yep. come down in their pyjamas. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, but I need the spare key to then get back into our house to try and find the spare car key, which I knew I had somewhere. But I'm like throwing things everywhere trying to find this stupid car key.
I wondered why the neighbours were involved. That makes perfect sense. Did you find the spare car key?
Found the key, went outside. Doesn't work. There's no battery in that key, is there?
Oh, the plot thickens. Oh my God. Did you just throw a brick through the window?
No, at this point I burst into tears. Everything I've got is in that car. I can't do anything. And then my neighbour was like, it's okay. I think these keys have like a magic key inside the button key.
Did you not know that? You pulled the two little things together. And
who knew?
Me. I knew that.
Right, but I couldn't phone you. Everyone I know is on the contact list of my phone, which is in the car.
So you got in.
I managed to get in the end, yeah. And then I went straight to the Ford dealership to go and get a spare battery put in the spare car key.
This is the rock and roll life of Emma Saint. This is Tony and Emma.
Good morning, it's Tony and Emma at breakfast, and it is Wednesday already. You're halfway through the week if you are trying to get through that Easter break.
I've got a guessing game. It's Easter related.
Oh, okay.
Right, so Easter holiday related. Mm-hmm. Kids between the ages of 10 and 14, right? How much, in terms of kilograms of chocolate, do you reckon they're going to get through this Easter?
If they live at my house, not very much, because I'm really strict. But if they live at your house, absolutely lots.
We'll be having an Easter egg eating competition by the end of the weekend.
My kids have already said, can we just go and move in with Uncle Dibs?
Right. I can tell you, blimey, this is a lot. It's a lot more than I thought. They're going to get through 2.5 kilograms of chocolate.
I mean, that's a lot, isn't it?
It's more than that. It's a whopping 13,000 calories or 650 grams of fat.
It's okay. You've got all summer to run it off, kids. Don't worry.
A typical 200-gram Easter egg has about 990 calories in it. So there'll be nobody taking a note in from their mum or dad when they get back after Easter holidays to miss PE.
This is why we still have Easter eggs left at Christmas time.
What?
Yeah.
I don't like Easter eggs left the week after Easter. I'm like, come on, man, we've got to eat all of these. This is Tony and Emma.
Good morning, it's Tony and Emma. It's Wednesday the 3rd of April already.
Emma, if you could time travel, where would you go?
I would go back to Henry VIII time.
Well, that's a very dangerous time for a woman to head back to, isn't it?
Well, I'd like to still be walking around with my head, yes.
You'd be definitely a candidate for the Tower of London. You'd be there 5 minutes and you'd be in the tower.
I think it's fascinating. I would love to go back there. Why? Where would you go?
I'd go forward. So this is a big thing, about especially between men and women. So when men are asked the question, if you had a time machine, where would you go? Men go, I would go forward. And when women are asked, they go, I'll go back.
That's funny, isn't it? I wonder if that's like a sentimental,
I don't
like,
know what
emotional
it was. There'll be a reason. Some psychodynamic psychologist will be listening to this now go, I know the answer, but I don't. But okay. I know it's a thing.
But you'd go forwards. Yeah. Well, what are you expecting then?
Well, I mean, all the...
Land of the Terminator.
I'm expecting my iPhone to keep its charge. I'm expecting to myself... I mean, to be honest with you, I'm still waiting for my self-driving car I was told I was going to get in the 80s and a flying car, maybe.
Oh, flying cars. I'd quite like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Well, not quite. Yeah, but more Back to the Future too. But I'm waiting for that stuff to happen. But anyway, I'm telling you this story because there's a new suit that you'll be able to put on soon. Just imagine like a very skin-tight... kind of wetsuit affair.
Oh, like a morph suit.
Yeah, that you plug in, right, with VR goggles, and then the whole suit is all over your whole body.
Right.
And you'll be able to go visually through the VR, but the suit will make you feel things as if you are wherever the VR puts you. So soon you will only be able to travel backwards, because obviously it would have to have happened for them to program it, but you'll be able to go back in time. So if you wanted to go to Tudor time, this suit will be able to make you feel as if you are there. I know, amazing,
that
right?
That is quite cool, yeah. I think I'd like to give it a go.
I'll go forward in time, get a battery to charge the thing up, and then we'll be all good. Right, this is Tony and Emma. Good morning, it's Wednesday today, if I'm not mistaken, the 3rd of April 2024. This is Tony and Emma at breakfast.
I've realised why we've been going wrong all these years.
Just in general or any particular area of our lives?
I mean, we both go wrong in many different areas, especially me. But, you know, particularly for us, I feel like our relationships aren't maybe what they could be. And I found out why.
Okay, well, I'm all ears because I'm thinking about turning the apps back on at any moment.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll do it because the secret to a happy marriage is kissing 10 times a week. Okay, you've got to go on at least 3 dates a month.
Is this with the same person? You know, are you saying you've got to go on a date with that person?
I think you should, yeah.
And kiss that person, or are you just saying kiss 10 people?
No. I don't know.
My week could be infinitely better if I was taking 3 different people out and kissing 10.
I know. Well, maybe that. Well, maybe that's why you're going wrong as well. And you have to say, oh, get this, the words.
What, I love you?
Oh, you said it.
I say it.
The I love you.
I say it so quick.
No, so you, oh dear, you've got to say it 9 times, apparently.
Yeah.
Within like, I don't know.
I've driven back from a first date before going, I'm in love.
Yeah, I've heard you say that before. It's worrying.
Yeah.
That's where you're going wrong.
You know when you get these people that go, oh, I just met her and I was head over heels in love? That's me. Literally, that's me. My problem is they're usually not in love with me back.
So get this. Researchers also found that 3 surprise romantic gestures and 10 deep, meaningful conversations each month are key to a happy relationship.
Right. Okay, well, I've written that down. And the next person that... It wants to.
Right, hang on.
Oh, there's more.
You've got to add this to your list because there's 3. You've got to have 3 shared hobbies. So what would they need to be?
Fast food.
Okay.
That would be
right. That's not really a hobby.
Curry.
Okay. And
curry another, club. You'll have to come to curry club.
Okay. Yeah. One more. You need a hobby or an interest. Spaceships.
Music. No, going to music.
Music's a good one. Yeah. That's good. That's fulfilling.
We don't want to tell her about the spaceships too soon. She'll tell me to go home.
You can't just keep declaring your love for everyone.
Oh, all right.
Stop putting your... I'm going to have to do your dating profile. This has to stop.
Okay, well, that's for the show. Next week, this is Tony and Emma. Good morning, this is Tony and Emma. Welcome to Tony and Emma at Breakfast. Now then, we're going to talk about stress and stressful situations, I believe.
Do you feel a little bit stressed?
Yes. You know, imagine working with someone
a little bit tense.
That dresses you out every day. And it's only Wednesday. Right, what have you got to relieve stress?
Hang on that note. So, I'll let you know. Eating bananas, pasta, almonds, grapes, oatmeal and chocolate, watermelon, orange juice, cornflakes and tuna.
If you ate all of that, you'd have a lot more than stress. You'd be an A&E. Excuse me, I've got something wrong here in the general direction of my stomach.
Oh, apparently that can help.
None
stress.
Of that should be mixed together. Read it again slowly. I heard bananas and oatmeal and went, nope.
Oh, dear, right, bananas, pasta, almonds, grapes, oatmeal, chocolate, watermelon, orange juice, cornflakes and tuna.
Brilliant. What a happy little sensational mix of junk that would be. Blimey, that's a... You know what? You got the Colonel at KFC with his secret recipe. Emma, that's Emma's secret stress-relieving recipe right there. This is Tony and Emma.
Good morning. It's Tony and Emma. It's Wednesday morning. Wednesday the 3rd of April, actually.
That's right.
Isn't it?
Wednesday the 3rd of April.
Oh, and the Easter holidays are still going, aren't they? Oh, honestly.
Some got another week to go.
I know. Yeah, I know. Mine have.
Yeah.
I feel like this is, we were talking about stress earlier on the show, and I feel like this is my stress relief, is coming to work with you every morning, because I look at your little face,
yes.
And then I just start laughing.
Brilliant, okay. I felt really good at the start of that. I look at your little face, and then I start laughing. Well, thanks.
You are my stress relief. All right, tonight, guess what I'm doing?
Is it an exercise workout in front of a group of people in some dance hall?
No.
No, good.
No.
Are you going on a date?
No.
Oh.
I'm good. I have got a story that follows that for another day.
Right, okay. Are you going... are you going to karaoke?
No, I'm going to make tents in our living room and we're going to camp in our living room.
Oh, no.
So we've got the...
Imagine clearing this up. That's why I can't do it.
Right, so
clear it up.
No. Yeah, it's fine. We're going to get the mattresses down the stairs, you know, like Macaulay Culkin style. Whiz it down the stairs.
Yes.
And then set them up down there. And then we're going to get some... we've got those hooks that you put on the wall. You know, the sticky ones?
Yes.
Yep. Stick them on there. And then put string across, put the bed sheets over the top, and happy days. We have got some tents.
Okay, so Emma's going to be in tents in her own living room. Well, at least you'll have the heating on to stay nice and warm. So you feel like you're outside, but you'll be inside.
Yeah.
And is the TV allowed on, or are you actually sticking to camping rules? Ooh, no telly.
We didn't think about that.
Yeah, let's turn the telly off.
Telly off, yeah. Maybe a bit of Uno.
Yeah, there you go. Uno all night. Brilliant. Okay, good. And then maybe at like 8:30, I'll put some kind of mascot outfit on, and you can pretend you're at Haven Holidays.
Yeah.
Right. Hello. Get out. Okay, this is Tony and Emma.
Good morning, it's Tony and Emma. Nearly 9 o'clock. It's Wednesday the 3rd of April.
Do you think this is weird?
You are weird.
Well, maybe. I told somebody the story the other day and they went, that's weird. And I thought, well, I'll run it past Emma, see whether Emma thinks this is weird.
Oh, well, that's a test, isn't it? Because,
yeah, well.
You know, that's really pushing the vote.
Near my house, as you well know, there is a place with loads of shops. So what do we call that?
It's a retail centre,
right?
Yeah.
All different stores, all in a line, right? And it's quite tiring if you're at one end and then you kind of wake your way through all the stores to the other end.
Mm-hmm.
So in the middle, is a sofa shop.
Right.
Right? And I've done this a number of times and think there's nothing weird about it. But apparently I'm wrong. So mid-shop, I'll just go into the sofa store for a sit-down.
What, and just sit on the sofas?
The comfiest place in all of those shops to go and sit. He's got some reclining sofas.
You so can't just go in and sit there. It's for people who are buying sofas.
Well, he doesn't know I'm not buying a sofa. I go in there and I'm on my lazy boy chair. It's about $2,500 worth of chair. Oh, this is comfy, this. I'll sit here for 20 minutes. I've got my phone. I'm like, oh, it's lovely.
Yeah.
So he comes over and he says, hello, mate. Can I help you? I went, no, not right now. I'm just having a little sit down.
Exactly. You're not supposed to be in there unless you're buying a sofa. They're there for you to test, right, if you're buying one.
Well, I was testing it. And I said, well, I might buy a sofa at some point, just not today. Today isn't your lucky day. It's mine, because I'm having a very comfy sit down here. That's on my first name terms with the manager. I'm like, all right, Steve just called by for another little cheeky sit down. This is Tony and Emma.